Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Isaiah chapter 54. This is something that I preached last week in the 11 a.m. service. And so if you were in that 11 a.m. service, do not despair. Because my sermons are like snowflakes. There's never two that are alike. I've been to some churches where I've had to preach four services back to back to back to back, and they want me to preach the same sermon verbatim, same stories, same illustrations, same everything, but there is no same in the Holy Ghost. We've got to preach what God tells us to preach, and so we're going to dive into this topic, and this is the word for this church in 2019. Isaiah 54. Verse 1 and verse 2. While you're turning there, if I could just be a dad for a moment and tell my little girl how proud I am of her today. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And 12 years old and be able to do that is remarkable. And I love you, and I declare that you'll sing thousands of more time in front of tens of thousands of people. You're going to prophesy through song. You're going to write songs that are going to go to the nations, and you're going to do great and awesome things. I say that about you all the time, but I say that publicly today, and let the church say amen. I do have a prayer request, though. Jaden has already told Mandy and I that when she's 18, she's moving to Australia, she's marrying an Australian, and she's going to Hillsong. I said, how can you want to go to a place you've never been? Closest thing she's been to Australia is Outback. That's it. And how can she, and this is her, she says, I love the accent. I said, oh, Lord, if you're going to do all of that because of an accent, I come against every Australian boy in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Single barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate. That's a good place to just say amen and shout. Because it says those that are barren end up with more children. Those that go through a dry season end up with more at the end. Those that don't have enough end up with more than enough. More are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation where they live. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. One word that I want to preach for the next 15 to 20 minutes, and that word is expand. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, expand. Now I want you to shout as loud as you can these next four words. Enlarge. Stretch. Lengthen. Strengthen. Amen. You may be seated. January the 13th, 2019. As of 3 days ago, almost 90% of New Year's resolutions had already been broken. It's amazing to me on December 31st how empty the gym is. Not that I go, just when I'm driving by. I like going to gyms, not the gym. I like going to gyms, the restaurant. It's amazing how empty it is on the 31st and how packed it is on January 2nd. Because everybody makes the number one resolution to get in shape. I've got news for you. We are all in shape, just different shapes. Some of us are very round. Others are very, very not round, which is where I need to be in 2019. But it's amazing that I went by this morning. As I drove by Planet Fitness, there was like four cars in the parking lot. Went by Anytime Fitness, no cars in the parking lot. Because they've already fallen back into the mindset of 2018. Let me encourage, and hopefully this doesn't discourage you, hopefully it presses and pushes you. A new year does not equate a new you. There is no way that flipping a calendar or flipping a page just gives you a brand new life. What it gives us is a brand new opportunity. But there's no better day for you to change than January 13th. There'll be a no better day to change than tomorrow or the next day. We don't have to wait till the first of the month. Come on now, you know how it is about getting in shape and eating right. You started thinking about it in October, and you said, well, Halloween's coming. There'll be lots of candy. You said, I'll do it after Halloween. November 1st rolls around, and you said, well, Thanksgiving's only 3 weeks away. And we ate ourselves sick on Thanksgiving, and we say, well, we really need to get out and work out that first week of December, but all the holidays and all the staff and Christmas parties, January 1st, I'll do it. And now we're fasting, and people are counting down the days that they can go back to Whataburger and Chick-fil-A and Outback and Chili's. And there's always tomorrow. I'll get better tomorrow. I'll do better tomorrow. I'll do better next year. This is the year that we talked about 4 months ago where everything would change. This is the year that we prayed, that we declared in December that 2019 is going to be the greatest year of our lives. Well, guess what? It's 2019. This is the year that everything changes. This is the year where God does what He said He's going to do. And so as I begin, and I always do this in mid-November, I say, God, what is the word for Living Way? What is the sentence? What is the thought, God? What is the revelation, the prophecy for this year for our church? And when I say church, I mean our church family. But a church family is made up of individuals. And so when we declare this for our church, it has to happen in individuals. God can't do it corporately until He does it individually. And when individuals catch sight of the vision, you know, that should excite you, because that means it doesn't matter if your neighbor gets on board or not. It doesn't matter if your pew or your seat, the people sitting around you, are the best praisers. You need to praise. That's why it doesn't matter if you have to leave your spouse at their seat when you come to an altar, because it starts with an individual making a decision. Listen, I want to encourage you. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Show up and you pray, you serve, you worship, and then watch God work in you. Isn't it amazing that we've got a church this size, but we'll get 10 or 15 testimonies a week where God is doing great things? And it's not because God loves those members more than anybody else, but it's because they said, God, I'm going to go the extra mile. God, I'm going to serve. God, I'm going to stand firm in my faith. And so as we move into 2019, God dropped the word expand. It's the root word for where we get our word expansion. Expansion means to add to what is already in place. It is amazing to me and how blessed I am and how blessed we are as Living Way Church, almost 44 years of age, to have all of these resources on the best location. Someone told me yesterday, stand out in front of the Family Life Center, this is the best location in all of the nation to have a church. Isn't it amazing? We're set like a city on a hill. Isn't it amazing that you're not going to be able to buy a piece of Swedish furniture a month from today at IKEA without passing by Living Way? Without reading the sign that says God is great. Without reading the sign that says your best is yet to come. Without seeing us come in this place on Sunday. Without seeing us come in this place on Wednesday. Without seeing us do what God has called us to do. Let me encourage you today that God's got a plan for your life. In 44 years, we've got all the resources to expand. But before we can expand, and before we can expand and have expansion in our lives and in this ministry and church, one thing has to happen. Jesus has to expand in us. See, so many times we are wanting God to expand our bank account, newer cars, bigger houses, and I'm fine with all of that as long as it is done in priority. But when we look at Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What that really is saying is make sure that Jesus is expanded in you first. And when Jesus expands in you, nothing around you can stay the same, because Jesus can't be held in an earthen vessel. You get so much of Jesus and it starts popping out on Monday. You get so much Jesus, it starts overflowing on Tuesday. So my prayer is not, God, give me more. It's, God, I want more of you in my life. Like we sang, Jesus, Jesus, that's what I need. Because when you expand in my life, everything that we are connected to is blessed. So expand in us, Jesus. Become larger in us. This is what John the Baptist would say in John chapter 3, verse 30. He said, he must increase and I must decrease. Before Jesus can increase, we're going to have to step out of the way. Can I tell you that a lot of our problems in 2018 as believers, and notice I said our, is that our hands were too involved in the process. That we would not relinquish the steering wheel or control, whether it's spiritual matters or physical matters, to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was the man before Jesus showed up. But John knew there was a great thing coming, and there was a great one coming, and there was a greater one coming than had ever been before. And so John would say this, before Jesus can expand, I have to minimize self. You say, why are we fasting? That's why we fast, to minimize our flesh and to maximize the Spirit of God. When you say yes to fasting and you say yes to prayer, what you're saying is, God, it's not all about me. It's not all about my appetite and what I want. I'm going to crucify my flesh. I'm going to decrease. You say, what's got to decrease in 2019? There's a lot of things that need to decrease. Our negative words, our negative action, our thoughts of less and not enough, the poverty mentality, the woe is me mentality, all of those things must decrease so that Jesus can increase. John knew who he was talking about, because when Jesus shows up to be baptized, this is what John says. I'm not even worthy to unlace your sandals, but you want me to baptize you. You know what I love about this revelation and this illustration of John the Baptist, who is an imperfect man baptizing the perfect Lamb, Jesus, is that Jesus puts it all in our hands. Are you going to baptize me or not? Come on now. You going to put me under, because I'm waiting to be baptized, because once you baptize me, I'm going to start a ministry that's going to change the world. If you want 2019 to be different, church, you're going to have to baptize Jesus. He's put it all on you and in your hands. You say, what does that mean? You are going to have to do something with Jesus. It's not enough for Bishop to do something with Jesus. It's not enough for this praise team and all of our leaders to do something with Jesus. You have to do something with Jesus. From our first time guest to our longest standing member, every one of us has a responsibility to do something with Jesus. And that something is us to decrease and him to increase. It is my job for the rest of my life. It's called ministry. It's called servanthood. It's called kingdom advancement. It is my job and your job to make the Fender name less famous and Jesus' name more famous. To make the Klein name less famous and Jesus' name more famous. We've got to become deflectors of the glory of God. Every good thing about me that you see, it's because of the God that is in me. Every bad thing you see is because my flesh is not under subjection and control. And so every day of 2019, for the last 13 days, the first words out of my mouth as I lay on my back in my bed every morning is, today, God, I decrease so that you can increase. Today, God, I minimize so that you can maximize. Today, God, I wilt so that you can be expanded in my life. It's amazing the opportunities we have to expand Jesus and we don't take them. How many of you know somebody that's dealing with depression, that's dealing with sickness, that's dealing with poverty and lack and can't pay their bills? How many times is there a time for us to do what we did in that worship and just, Jesus, Jesus. Man, I don't feel good. Well, let me pray for you. That's expanding Jesus. Man, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. Well, let me pray for you. God will supply all of your needs. You put your focus on Jesus. Give your life to him. He's going to do something. What are we talking about? Expanding Jesus in our world. I want to expand the footprint of Living Way into San Antonio, South Texas, and beyond this city, the city limits of this great city. But before I can expand him to my city, I've got to expand him in my heart. Before I can expand them to my family and friends and beyond, I've got to make sure that I know the Jesus that I'm talking about. I've got to make sure that I'm serving the Jesus that I'm talking about. When we expand Jesus in our lives, he expands who he is in our lives, which enables us to be what he has called us to be, to do what he has called us to do, and to have what he has called us to have. The first thing we have to understand is that what we do 40, 50, 60 hours a week, what we do is not who we are. What God has created us to be is different than what you do for your paycheck or what you do for salary each and every day. Never mistake what you do with what you were created to be. When you know that you were created for greater, that you were created to be a preacher and a pastor to your family, to your community, to your job, to do what he has called us to do, there are great things that God has called you to do that should not happen on Living Ways campus. They should happen each and every opportunity that we have. My voice is a little weak. It's a little scratchier than usual. And it's because I've been dealing with contractors all week. I've been yelling at them. No, I haven't. But I've been talking a lot. And over there it's loud, and so we're hollering back and forth about things that need to be done. And there's a gentleman that worked on this wall that's over there working on the sound, and we're just talking. I mean, we're just talking. And he shared a little bit about what he's going through and a little bit about who. And he said, you know what, I'm going to come give your church a chance. And used to, that would have irritated me. You're going to give us a chance. We don't need your pity attendance. But I just said, man, we'd love to have you. Man, it's going to change your life. Come be with us. The first Sunday you have off, come be with us. Expanding Jesus. Your greatest ministry should not happen on purple pews in this house. Your greatest ministry should happen there. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about expanding Jesus everywhere. And to expand him everywhere, he has to expand in our heart. John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life. That's eternal life and life more abundantly. He said, not only do I want to expand in your heart to get you to heaven, but I want to expand in your heart, in your life, to get you through this life. Not barely making it, but being a more than a conqueror and being victorious. Listen, when I was reading John 10:10, I just thought about this. Not only does he want to give you eternal life, he wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's another thing that I believe he's illustrating when he said, I've come to give you life and life in abundance. Life in abundance cannot happen outside of the Spirit having control of our lives and expanding Jesus. Can I just encourage you? It's not in my notes. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to need you to walk down this aisle and meet me in this altar so we can lay hands on you and you be filled with the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. You say, why would I want to do that? Because you've been praying for big things in your life, and to get those big things, you're going to need a big God to step into your life. See, salvation is Jesus coming into your heart, but the Holy Spirit is Jesus coming into your life. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That is Jesus expanding in our life. Expanding, by the very definition, means to increase in extent, in size, in volume, in scope. It means to spread or to stretch out. It also means this. I love this, to unfold. You've heard preach, and Bishop Jakes preaches a great sermon about the trouble with the nest. And if you went through any sort of schooling, you understand what happens to those eaglets. A very noble bird. They make their nest high in the trees, high on the side of cliffs. But those eagles or those eaglets, when it comes time for them to leave the nest, they don't want to leave the nest. How many of you got 18, 19, 20-year-olds like that? So the first thing the mother eagle does is she begins to turn around the twigs. She begins to make the nest uncomfortable. Can I just encourage somebody today that you've been praying the devil away because you thought he was making your life uncomfortable? I've got news for you. It wasn't the devil, it was God. I knew I wouldn't get a big amen right there. The Sunday morning crowd, you're not ready for that. But God makes it uncomfortable for me where I'm at, so it gives me a place and it gets me so agitated. I don't like where I am. There's got to be more than where I'm standing. There's got to be more than where I'm sitting. There's got to be more than I've ever had. And so the agitation is what your washing machine would not work if it didn't have the agitator. That piece in the middle, that turning cylinder. You can put soap on your body all you want, but unless you get a loofah, you're not really cleaning yourself. Pastor Mandy's got a saying at our house. Did you wash your hands? Oh, yeah. With soap? Or did you just put them under the water? Did you get all your filth wet? And so the agitation of the nest makes it uncomfortable. So the eaglets start looking for somewhere else to go. Can I encourage you? 2018 might have been your agitation year. And God is going to use everything the enemy tried to distract and dissuade you with. And God's going to do some things in your life that get you out of Egypt into the wilderness and out of the wilderness into the promised land. But you've got to get ready to unfold. Remember, that's what it means to expand, to unfold. And so if that's not enough, making the nest agitated and uncomfortable. The mother eagle says, look, what is that over there? And the eaglet leans to look out. I don't see anything. And boom, she just knocks him out of the nest. And then you learn how to fly. You don't learn how to fly flapping your wings in the nest. You learn how to fly on the fly as you're dropping towards your death. You say, I was scared to death. Unfold your wings, believer. You say, I don't know what 2018 was a tough year. Expand your wings, believer. Sometimes God doesn't have to do a new thing. He just has to unfold what is already there. Can I encourage somebody today? You're not needing a new thing. Some of us might need a new thing, but there's some believers in here today that we just got to agitate something in you. We've got to turn the Spirit of God in you. You're not going to learn to fly in the nest. Flapping your wings in the nest doesn't do anything. You've got to have the friction of the wind. You've got to unfold yourself in faith while you're falling. That is why you can't be what God has called you to be, sitting in the church flapping your wings. You're going to have to take Jesus out there. Where's your testimony best used? It ain't best used in here. It's not best used on a connection card. Your testimony is best used as you fall out of the nest of Living Way out onto your job, your family, and your community. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, unfold your wings. Give me a couple more minutes. Expand means to express something more fully or in greater detail. I believe expanding in 2019, Jesus is going to expand his word, his revelation, who he is in you. The more you know about Jesus, the more you're going to believe Jesus. The more you know about Jesus, the more you're going to believe for, the more you're going to believe from. See, the more word of God I get in me, it leaves less for the world to be able to shape my mind and my expectations. The more of the word I get in me, when somebody says something that's contrary, I'm able to say, that might have been that way in the nest, but I'm not in the nest any longer. When storms come in the nest, you've got to ride out the storms. But eagle, when you fly and you unfold those wings and you expand those wings, eagle, you get to fly over the storms. Can I just declare what you used to have to go under, what you used to have to go through in 2019, the year of expanding and expansion, you are going to fly over what you used to fly under. You are going to fly over what you used to have to fly through. Your turbulent times are over. So what has to happen to expand in 2019? Isaiah 54 says this, sing, O barren, that thou did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Three things he says, to sing, to break forth, and to cry aloud. Singing is praise. Before we expand, we must sing. But it said, sing, O barren, which means you sing when you do not have a reason to sing. You sing when you do not have a reason to shout. When things are not right, you're still singing. You're like Paul and Silas up in the prison at the midnight hour. Paul, I can't believe we're sitting here. Silas, I can't believe our feet and hands are in stocks. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I think I will sing the Lord's song. Well, why are you gonna sing? You don't have any reason to sing. Well, he might not have done anything in 2019. Yet, but when I look back over my life, all of the expansion that God did to bring me here, I'm not going to die in the prison. I'm going to sing when I don't have a reason to sing. I'm going to go to the baby showers of others when I haven't had my baby yet. I'm going to congratulate the mothers. Have you ever wondered why it is so terrible in my mind that there is couples who try to have babies but they cannot? Married for 10, 15, 20 years, miscarriage, barren, not fertile, try everything, but you put two 16-year-old kids in the back seat of a car and they make it happen in 3 minutes. And they're not ready nor willing for that responsibility. For us to expand, we are going to have to congratulate those that it doesn't seem like they deserve it, but for some reason they got it before us. See, expanding in our culture and our community, sometimes we're going to have to meet them where they are because they're not going to come all the way where we are. There are somebody in San Antonio that's not going to sit here on this pew and listen to me preach. If they're not going to listen to my sermon, I'll take my sermon to them. If my sermon don't work with the 3 points in the scripture, then I'll love them to the cross. I'll serve them to the cross. I'll be what they need me to be to get them to Jesus. Sing, O barren. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth. Not just some meek, mild little song in the corner. Man, I see some of y'all's faces. Because we got some screamers at Living Way, y'all. I mean, worship be going. And I mean, we are going in. And then you got somebody in the house. And everybody goes, Jesus, is that you? What's happening? Those people, some of them might be doing it for attention. But have you ever thought that somebody might be barren? That's just doing what God called them to do so that he could expand. See, what I do always might not always make sense to you, but realize that I serve the same God that you serve. So my praise might not look like your praise, and your worship might not look like my worship, but you don't know what I'm going through, and I don't know what you're going through, and so I cannot despise your song or the way you sing it. That's why you've got to come to a church like Living Way, where you'll get a little Tide Tribute, you'll get a little Planet Shakers, you'll get some Hillsong, you'll get it all here. It might not be the song you necessarily like, but someone in the building is singing from a barren place, and when they hear that song, they're going to sing and they're going to break forth. You know what I love about Thursday night's worship service? It was just like a soaking, like a saturating presence of God. And like Bishop said, there was a few hundred people here doing whatever they wanted to do, some worshiping, some sitting, some walking, some laying on their face before God, some at the altar, some in the balcony, wherever they were. Everybody was just doing their thing, and there were so many expressions, but every expression was an expression to God to expand in them. Break forth. Pray for sing until something happens. Pray until something happens. Worship until something happens. Fast until something happens. I was talking to somebody this week, and I said, are you ready for the fast to be over? You're going to do 5 days. You're going to do 7 days. You're going to do 10 days. They said, God led me to do 21 days. I'm over here counting the hours. Jesus, this is tough. I need some at least manna, some honey bread. I need some honey. I need anything that's sweet. Does that make me feel bad about my fast? Not at all. Because what that person is saying is I'm fasting from a barren place. I'm fasting from a place that I need God to do something and break forth into my life. And if I expect God to break forth into my jail, I'm going to break forth into his presence. That's what Paul and Silas did. Sing, break forth. I'm running out of time. Cry aloud. Living Way's loud, y'all. Loud church. Love it. Don't want no quiet church. I preached in a lot of quiet. Listen, I did the cowboy church circuit for about 5 years. And they're the most, I don't want to just generalize the entire cowboy church, but they are some of the most dead services that I've ever been in my life. I mean, they will sit there and look at you like you got six arms and two heads. They won't say amen. They won't do nothing. But after the service, they come and shake your hand. Man, preacher, that's the best thing I ever heard. Well, act like it. When God starts moving, act like it. When God shows up, act like it. When God speaks a word, put your hand in the air. When God declares something, reach out and grab it. Say amen. Say preach it. Say that's right. Say that's mine. You got to get loud with Jesus to expand. Psalm 96:1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. New songs, write this down, new songs for new seasons. New songs, new seasons. I love hymns. What I love about our youth and young adults is Zeke and our team, we teach them hymns. But we also teach them contemporary stuff that just came out last week. We'll sing Nothing But the Blood. Then we'll sing something that just came out in 2019. We do not forget the old. But I don't have to let go of what God has done and all of those great things to embrace something new. I can carry all of those great things with me. But before I step into a new season and have Jesus expand, I'm going to have to sing a new song. 2019 needs a new you. It needs a new faith. It needs a new worship. It needs a new praise. If I can encourage you, I don't want you to make a New Year's resolution. I want you to make a faith covenant and commitment to God today that I'm going to praise greater than I've ever praised before. I'm going to get in your word more than I've ever been before. God, a new song leads to a new season. I can't have something new until I offer you something new. I can't have you move a new way until I move a new way. I can't have you break forth into a new way until I break forth into a new way. And I love this. Bishop quotes this next verse a lot, Psalm 137, singing the Lord's song in a strange land. So singing to the Lord a new song for a new vision, a new season. Psalm 137, singing to the Lord, sing the Lord's song in a strange land, new song for new land, for new territory. New song, new territory. If you want to move forward, you're going to have to start talking, singing, prophesying, declaring different. Two things we have to do in 2019 to have Jesus expand in our life and in this world and in our culture, in our society, wherever it may be, wherever God has placed you. Two things we must do. We must declare and we must prophesy. Now, you heard me declare something over Jaden publicly. That's not the first time I've said that. That's probably the 10,000th time I've said that. I'm not going to go through her whole testimony, but for years she couldn't talk, didn't speak until she was almost 4 years old. Now we can't get her to shut up. You heard her sing, my goodness. When God does a thing, he does it well. When God loosed her tongue, he loosed it well. But for years, I'd go into that room and I'd lay my hands on her head as she slept and I anointed her with peanut oil because I didn't have no olive oil. I'd just get some grease off of them Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets and just wipe it on her. But I declared, I prophesied. Now listen to this. Never declare and prophesy something for yourself individually for the first time publicly. That's where we get in trouble. Because we get caught up in the moment, right, Brother Leslie? We get caught up in a service like this, and we just start prophesying. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And you ain't even talk to God. So anything you hear me declare or prophesy publicly, when I'm talking about individual now, not church-wide, but individual, when you hear me declare or prophesy something for me and my life, my family, it's something I've done in private, now I'm doing it in public. Make sure your declaration and what you prophesy matches the word of God, either spoken or written. And make sure that you're not saying something on Monday that undoes what you prophesied on Sunday. When God gives you a word, prophesy it, declare it internally, spiritually. Start saying it around your house. Rehearse that word. Practice your word. Listen, this is the thing, and I know I'm out of time. And Pastor Becky, if you'll come over here on the organ, you're going to put some pressure on me to actually stop. And we might continue this another time. But Joseph had a dream. Joseph had to go to sleep to get his dream. Joseph went to sleep, got his dream. I don't know about you, but you can't see my dreams. Thank God. Crazy dreams. Because you eat pizza or because you've been eating fruit for 6 days. Crazy dreams. Joseph dreamed it. And then he woke up and said, God, what a dream. Then he couldn't keep it to himself. Told his brothers. Told his father, told his mother, this is what I'm declaring. I am declaring what God has shown me spiritually. When you declare and you prophesy, you are declaring what God has shown you privately in a public way. Declaration means to release by voice. The word of God is voice activated, is it not? It does not do anything until you begin to declare it. The word of God is voice activated. Matthew 21, verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do what is done to this fig tree, but you can say to a mountain, be removed, and it will be cast into the sea. It shall be done. Matthew 18, verse 19 says, again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Hebrews 4, 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, which means it's alive and it's active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as the discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. When you begin to declare the word of God, the promises of God, all of those things, something begins to expand in your life. What you talk about expands. What you talk about expands. You talk filth, it expands. You gossip, it expands. You backbite, it expands. But when you talk about Jesus, he expands. Jesus is as great as he's ever going to be on the earth. He can't get any bigger. However, he can get bigger in your life, he can get bigger in my life. And what I talk about begins to expand. So the first thing we do is declare. Second thing we do is we prophesy. Stand on your feet. We release the word of God. Three things we must declare and prophesy in 2019. Declaration is releasing your voice. Prophecy is releasing the word. Three things we must declare and prophesy in 2019 to have Christ expanded. Number one, the promises of God that he's made to you. Not to us individually, to you, to me, to your brother, to your sister. 3,500 promises. That's 10 promises a day, every day for the rest of your life. Every year, 10 promises a day. The second thing we must declare and prophesy, you must declare and prophesy who God says you are, not what the world says you are. God calls me healed. God calls me anointed. God calls me appointed. There's nothing that the world can say that can change my mind. So I declare and I prophesy who God says I am. The third thing is we declare and prophesy the vision God has given to us. Write the vision and make it plain. I hope you journal. I hope you write down what God tells you. I hope you write what God speaks into your heart. I'm talking about type it out, write it out, whatever you've got. Enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen. Man, I've got big vision for Living Way. Bigger than Texas. Bigger than the nation. Worldwide. Man, I wake up, I go to sleep. Man, it fires me up. The vision. And I just keep declaring the vision, and then I do what God has called me to do every day. And I'm not waiting on the vision. I'm working towards the vision. And God's so awesome because when I achieve this vision, he gives me another vision. And then I begin to declare and prophesy that vision and that God and that promise. I want to encourage you today. God wants to expand in your life as he expands in this church. One of the churches here in the city just released a plan to do something great. It's going to cost millions of dollars. A friend of mine called. He was mad. He was running his mouth. He was talking trash, talking smack about that church, about that pastor. And I just began to say, man, that inspires me. I'm so happy for that church. So happy for that pastor. It wasn't 60 seconds until he had to go and hang up the phone. I'm not competing with anybody. I'm doing what God has called me to do. I'm expanding Jesus in me, and if I expand Jesus in me, it's enough. He'll expand to wherever he wants to go. I'm not going to beg you. I'm out of time. I'm over time, but I need somebody to join me in this altar. If you're expecting very generic, but I mean, if you embrace it, it's going to be powerful, but it's as generic as I can make it. If you want Jesus to expand in your life in a brand new way in this new year, I need you to leave your seat. I need you to come with it. Come join me. I've got great members. I've got leaders. I've got team members joining me. Roman, God bless you. Mary, Diane, God bless you. Sister Pat, God bless you.